Good morning. It's the 1st of September. Our first reading for the day is 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Wood's book, once again, Elisha the Neglected Prophet. This chapter is headed Awareness of God's Presence. I read. It was difficult to choose an appropriate title for this section, but the predominant thought seems to be Elisha's awareness of the presence of the Almighty, so that he was not fearful of the large band of soldiers sent by the king of Syria to apprehend him. The prophet was able to see, with the eye of faith, the greater and more powerful army by which he and his servant were surrounded. By praying that this awareness should be made known to his servant, Elisha was able to still the servant's fears at a time when they seemed outnumbered and alone. Brother Wood then digresses into a topic I'm not going to read, but then we return to his text where he writes this. We return from these contemplations to the scene at Dothan, about 10 miles north of Samaria, and a place name which occurs in the story of Joseph. The Syrian king, on learning that his secrets are known to King Jehoram, let us assume that this is the king of Israel referred to here, immediately dispatches horses and chariots and a great host, a ridiculously large number of troops to effect the arrest of one man and his servant. At least, it was enough to surround this city of Dothan, even though it would probably be a very small city by our reckoning. Perhaps the king thought that such a large number might well be required to trap and bring back a man of such unusual abilities. Not that an army, large or small, would match the power of the Lord of Hosts. What a shock awaited the servant when he arose early the next morning. He will notice that this servant is not named. Does that suggest that it is not Gehazi, but a new servant, as yet lacking the confidence of his master? We do not press the point, but note the anonymity. Rushing back inside in great alarm, the servant tells Elisha of the encompassing host. But Elisha does not seem at all perturbed. He is aware of a far greater and more powerful host that encompasses the faithful to deliver them when God so wills. The servant has not got this wonderful insight. He cries, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" Only to hear the response, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." The young man cannot see any other army, and we can imagine him opening his mouth in unbelief when the master goes on thus to pray, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." I feel sure from this brief exchange that Elisha had an awareness of the presence of God which constantly stood him in good stead. Had it stayed with him, readily recalled to mind, ever since Elijah had been taken up in the whirlwind at a time when there had also been horses and chariots of fire. You might like to read chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, and note also Psalm 68, verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. This is certainly not the only time in the history of Elisha that we are impressed with the calm assurance he had. If, therefore, we can learn anything from this incident, it may be that we need also to trust in the abiding presence of our Lord, whose angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. We also need the eyes of our understanding opened, like those of the young servant at Dothan. What such a vision would do for our spiritual education and development. Thank you for listening.